This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
In 1 hour's time, we'll talk Kevin Stefanski's firing. We'll also get his thoughts on the strong finish to the season that the Browns had, going 2-1 in their final three games. And, of course, we'll continue with more thoughts on Kevin being fired, what this means for the Browns, what this means for Kevin Stefanski, what this means for Andrew Berry and the defenses of Andrew Berry from the Browns today. But should be noted, I know we got we did finally get Myles Garrett the sack record over the weekend. One, I call shenanigans on Joe Burrow, who said, "I'm not going to try and do anything like to not get sacked," and then proceeded
to a California guy
because I'm out on Joe Burrow. That total B move. Mm. He was afraid of Myles Garrett. Then when he knew Myles was going to get him, he slunk down because he didn't want to get hurt. Total coward move. I'm out on Joe Burrow. He's cocky and a coward. He can't be both. Choose a lane. But Myles did get the sack, and it was so fun to watch his teammates react to it. And though I have had a complicated relationship with Myles this year from the start of the trade request on, it really just cemented how special this season was, and I was incredibly happy for
it. Yeah, I got really mad at the people that thought that Joe Burrow took a dive. Like the coolest part of that play was the idea that I thought he went off sides to begin with. Mm-hmm. Like, because he was just that quick off the get-off. I was like, in no way he didn't time that snap out about as perfectly as you could. If there was a play that would encapsulate Myles Garrett, that would be it. And that's what you want in those defining moments, you know? That is like, I always thought this was funny with McGuire when he broke the record. It was a home run that went maybe if the wall at Busch Stadium was 320, it maybe went 321. Like, he's known for these big moon shots, and then his big, like, record-breaking home run barely clears the wall. Like, no, Myles is known for his ability to just get off quicker than anybody. Phrasing? Easy now.
I didn't hear it.
Phrasing?
I didn't hear it. I'm listening. I'm active listening, but I didn't hear it.
And he was able to do so successfully in that play.
Let's just say, like, totally. The last three games, Myles had a huge impact on it, and he turned three Hall of Famers into guys who would rather, like in the case of Joe Burrow was not dropping back and utilizing his elite wide receivers for most of that game because he didn't want to get sacked.
Yeah.
Befuddling to watch in real time.
Well, they chose not being sacked over winning the game, which is just something, yes, you don't see in the NFL basically ever, and especially with what the Steelers did, the cowardly play that they had there. But Joe Burrow, for 3.5 quarters, legitimately played as if his whole goal was to make sure that Myles Garrett didn't get that record, and I was surprised by that.
I think the most surprising thing to me is once they got the record, I was really worried. They got the record late in the fourth quarter. I was really worried. I was like, oh, they're going to lose this game because, one, they had the big celebration. They had the whole big song and dance. And I think you got such a release of joy from the team collectively. I was worried that they were going to forget there was a game going on, which made it even funnier when Cincinnati didn't win the game.
I think Myles needed that win. I think Myles wanted that win. Because Myles also knew, too, if you ended up losing that game, then any sort of, hey, look at me, wasn't that awesome type moment at the end of it, where it should be, by the way, he should be celebrated, it just gets completely thrown down. Meanwhile, if you win, everyone's celebrating like crazy. Everyone's doing whatever the reports were with that locker room, just losing their mind yesterday. Like, that all then gets to happen, and it's all a feel-good moment, and everything's great.
I think Myles needed it, and honestly, I think, given the amount of texts that I got right after he got it, And the amount of texts, when he almost got it two or three times during the game, the amount of texts I got when that would happen.
Although it kept turning Burrow into a better player. He kept almost getting him, and then Burrow would make this move to go 12 yards.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, he's got the first down. If this was a normal situation, he would have taken his sack.
So, but I was just surprised how much across the board that in the moment, like, Browns fans might have been cynical about whether you win yesterday. They might have been cynical about Shador or Stefanski or any of it. But there was something pure about Miles making that I just, it was pretty cool to see. And again, like, I think the story matters. The story matters from Miles asking for a trade request on Super Bowl Radio Row that week. Big public demonstration.
Yeah.
The goal has never been to go from Cleveland to Canton. It's been to go to Super Bowls and then go to Canton. And then to watch Miles and honestly compromise his values for a paycheck from the Browns. There's a lot more to it than that, but that's how it felt as somebody who supported Miles' trade request. And then to see the weird vibe with the dinosaur press conference, cupcake press conference, and Miles' kind of caginess early in camp about it, and then to watch him go off and have the most, from the sack perspective, the most statistically relevant record you can have, one of the best records to hold in the NFL, I'm not trying to do the script writers thing because that is so hack at this point. But you really couldn't script it better. And then to come out the other end and be like, you know what, Miles, we're good. Made this season worth it on some level.
I'd given up on him getting it at about halftime.
Oh, I think that's fair. I think a lot of people got
it. I just thought it was like there was just no way. And then he had a really good opportunity in the third quarter. And I thought that was the best chance they were going to let him have. It's funny, in the pregame talking with Coach, I had made the argument that I thought Joe Burrow at some point in the fourth quarter would just lay down for him if he hadn't gotten it, just because it was going to be Joe Burrow's got such respect for the game. He's got such respect for everything. But I think I just thought he'd have he thought it'd be cool for Miles, basically. And but like, that was not how he was playing that game at all.
No.
You had to make a dynamic play in order to get that done, and he was able to do it.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I can't speak for all fans because I think everyone's going to remember this differently, and I think what happens going forward has a big impact on that. How I'm going to remember it was one of three things that made this season watchable. Like this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Pursuit of this record kept me engaged as a fan and as a media member deeper than if he hadn't done it.
Okay, Shador, obviously, Miles, and then is Stefanski the third?
I think the organizational dynamics and whether Stefanski could keep the team competitive into the last snap. I know that's a very complicated way of saying that. So yes, but with some English.
Yeah, we need to get it quicker on this.
But yeah, I mean, I think those three things, that's like, it's number one with a bullet.
Well, and
like,
so,
it made this season memorable in a good way in what was a 5-win season. You don't say that for a lot of things.
And part of why I think they didn't fire Stefanski yesterday and they waited to today, and I know he had to meet with Haslam, but he already met with Haslam on Friday. I really do think it was the idea that he wanted to make sure that Miles got his day and it didn't get overshadowed. And clearly that, all right, so you got the news from Schefter.
What's that?
Let me say the news from Schefter. He says they're currently, Stefanski is expected to speak with the Falcons, the Giants, and the Titans about their head coaching vacancies. That's what he says.
You're
the Falcons,
you're,
the Giants, and the Titans. Raiders are just so dysfunctional, they haven't gotten their ducks in a row yet. That's what's going on with the Raiders. They haven't got their ducks in a row yet. He'll speak to the Raiders.
My professional advice would be don't take any of those three jobs.
I think the Falcons are a good job for him.
My professional, I think it's, no.
That's a lot of talent there.
Cousins. He can work with Cousins.
He's always loved Kirk Cousins.
That is the win.
The job would be fixed. Penix is the job. But you got Bijan. You have all sorts of talent there. Drake London.
You've got some edge rushers now. I think it's probably the best of those jobs. I would steer clear of the Giants job. That feels like a bad situation. Shane is not going to be there for the next 5 years, the GM. Tennessee is Cleveland on steroids. It's just the worst
job. He needs to stay
job.
As far away from Tennessee as he can.
And I would actually say the same about Vegas. That's the latest on Kevin Stefanski. So Jim in Strongsville definitely put you and me, photoshopped us in furry costumes there.
Yeah.
I think I'm dressed like Mike Wazowski, and you're dressed like Sully from it. I don't think those are furries. I think those are animated characters.
I haven't seen that yet. I saw Roberto's shenanigans.
I got to say, Roberto, that's a great glove for me.
He gave you a jacked person in a bikini.
Gave me a jacked person in bikini. And although I don't think this person is maybe well-to-do, down below the Mason-Dixon border, is not the worst representation you can get. Like, is it?
My eyes didn't go there.
Is it? I'm trying to see what Roberto thinks I got. All right? I think this is fair.
You think Roberto was scanning internet websites in order to make sure that he represented your package, his idea of your package correctly?
I think if he did, I think they could have done worse.
All I'm saying,
I'll say that right now.
The moment you post a photo out there, I'm telling Gronk to go ahead and throw one up with you in a bikini.
That's fine.
Enjoy the
bulge. As long as you give me...
apparently that's what Gronk does
you
now.
You don't have to overdo it. Just give me something to work with, you know?
Well, these have all been very flattering, apparently.
To some degree. Like, are they ones
even
I want my
Jim
kids to see?
Even the Jim in Strongsville one, like, wasn't bad.
I think you make out worse than that one.
Well, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
That one hasn't come to my inbox yet.
I'll say this right now. I'm retweeting them. I'm retweeting both of them.
You retweet all of them?
Yeah. I think I will. Bonjour, Bob. That's dirty pool. You'll see. You got to see the Bonjour, Bob one.
Oh, I do see. I see the Jim in Strongsville one.
I got to say, I love listeners. Every day that we have you guys, really, days like today, where we're talking about a major head coaching search, and you're out here photoshopping me into a
furry. You only retweeted the one that makes you look jacked. I noticed that.
Oh, no, I retweeted all three of them.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I'm a man of honor.
I hadn't gotten to that
yet. I'm a man of honor. As long as you make me look okay. You know.
As long as you don't make you look like a slob, basically.
Like you got a micro something or other. All right? I just want to be warmly quoted and attributed.
So that is where we do draw the line.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't care being a furry, but one, that's where we draw the line.
Nope, not the truth. Anything but the truth. Now, nice. That being said, I think Kevin should sit out a year.
I mean, he's basically the bell of the coaching ball right now.
He'll be that in a year.
I don't think so. I don't know who's going to open up. I don't know what. Maybe it's LaFleur. Maybe it ends up being Harbaugh or Tomlin, which I guess we still have a possibility this year that if he doesn't get one of these jobs sooner, he's going to be usurped by one of the guys I just mentioned.
I think everybody within the Browns can learn a lesson, right? I think everyone has something, or at least one thing, from the failure of the last 6 years that they can glean from this. For Kevin Stefanski, you're in a better position now than you were when you got the job. You went from not on the board for pretty much every major coaching search out there to being everybody wants you. You don't get that again. Like, you succeeded enough in Cleveland to build a resume and to impress people. You only get to spend that currency once.
Yeah, and as far as fire jobs are concerned, really, the Falcons job is not a bad job.
It's not a bad job, but I don't think it's a good job.
As far as fire jobs are concerned,
it's better than the Giants and Titans, but, you know, higher bar.
Even the Giants one isn't that, it's not that bad of a job.
It's awful.
I don't think it's awful. It depends what you think about Jackson Dart. That's the job.
So that's one, and I think people crowned him way too early. And two, if Shane gets fired this next offseason, you're a lame duck. There's too many dynamics there that you can't speak to. The Giants bringing back their GM, I think, made it really impossible to get the kind of head coach they want to get there.
It might end up working out that way. But again, if you're talking about fired coaches, for the most part, you're going to end up in positions that aren't that great to begin with anyway. Like that's typically how these jobs end up opening up.
Went from a bad organization to the best situation you can.
But what that was though was that was Robert Kraft at the time understanding that he promoted the wrong person to begin with, and after a year getting rid of him. You can make an argument that if Robert Kraft hadn't had the stability of having 20 years of Belichick prior, it would have been. All right, go ahead. What do you got?
I can't.
Were you jacked again, or did you get the micro this time?
No, somebody else got the bikini treatment from Roberto Shenanigans.
Now, come on.
That is some dirty pool. All right, Adam and Rocky River is our friend.
What are we doing here?
Looks good. Honestly, looks good. I'll say it right now. 216-474-0092. You heard Kevin Stefanski linked to the Titans, Falcons, and Giants. Should he take a job this cycle? And we'll get to the preeminent defense of Andrew Berry. Pass in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit NationalDebtRelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.